Amen. It's good to be here in this church. I preached here before, quite a few times before. It seems like every time I do, it's better. It may just be my thinking about it, but it seems like it gets better all the time. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to talk to you a little bit. Turn with me in the Word of God to Deuteronomy chapter 7, and I'd like to read verse 9 and 10. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 and 10. Here it says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, and the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him, and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations, amen, and repayeth them that hate Him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth Him. He will repay him to his face." I'll speak to you a little while about the faithfulness of God. We've had different subjects. Some of them lapped over a few times, but God's faithful. Without that, we wouldn't have much, would we, today? Unfaithfulness is one of the most sinful sins that we have in our lives, being unfaithful to God. Everybody needs to improve on their faithfulness to God.
Amen.
You know, man's word, back when I was a young lad, so to speak, I was around some Christian men, and they were Christians in their action.
That's right.
Because I could tell. And my old grandpa, a little bitty man, he wouldn't say anything bad. He'd bite his tongue and that. But I tell you, he was faithful when it comes to the things of God. When he tell you something, he meant it. He would do it. And so that's what we still need. Where would we be tonight without God's faithfulness? Psalms 36:6 says, "God is the preserver of man and beast." In the social world, as far as wedlock is concerned, what is marriage like? It's like taking an old pair of shoes and casting them away. It's just about come to that, and if it's not there yet, it'll be there if the Lord lets it go long enough, won't it? But here in the social world and ecclesiastical realm, the leaders were told to beware of false prophets. There's a lot of false prophets in the world today. And all of us that have been around in this world and take notice what's going on, we know that it's some bad times that we're faced with. God has already taken us through some hard times, but there'll be some more just around the corner. Why? Because God is faithful, but His members, a lot of times, we're not so faithful.
That's right.
In fact, it's mighty hard. The little church where we attend, there's one family almost miss every other week. You can just about mark it down. And he'll go on Monday, but he'll be sick on Sunday. And then we see this happening over and over again. But this quality is essential to his being. God is faithful. The act contrary to his very nature, which is impossible. In 2 Timothy 2:13, he said, "If we believe not yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself." And this text says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God is God, the faithful God." Everything about God is great because of this one thing that we're talking about here. When we talk about God, we can go a lot of different places because He's just about everything you can find or need or want as far as those things are concerned. The reason He is faithful, He never falters. He never forgets. He never forfeits His word. Here, the scriptures abound in illustrations of His faithfulness. What a word we find in Psalms 36:5. "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness unto the clouds." When God became incarnate, it was said in Isaiah 11:5, "Righteousness shall be the girdle of His loins, and faithfulness the girdle of His reins." And then Jeremiah, over in Jeremiah 23:14, when he was dying, he says, "Know that all in your heart and in your soul that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord thy God has promised thee." Not one thing has failed thereof. God warned Israel, if they transgress His covenant, they'd perish quickly off of the land. The weeping prophet, Jeremiah 31:35-36, said, "The sun and the moon and the stars have been in use for almost 6,000 years.
Right.
And if they depart from me, then the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever." The sweet singer of Israel in Psalms 40:10 said, "I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation." What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
On Christ the solid rock I stand because of His faithfulness. In Numbers 23:19 says, "God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He should repent. He has said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? Great is Thy faithfulness."
Amen.
Here at the restoration of Israel in Romans 11, the resurrection from the dead, here He said, "You have stumbled that they shall fall. God forbid, but rather through their fall salvation should come to the Gentiles for to provoke themselves to jealousy." For here in casting them away, it will be the reconciling of the world that He should receive of them but life from the dead. God is faithful to graft them in again. And all the scriptures that bound and over in the scriptures are illustrations to us to find and study how great God is in His faithfulness to us tonight. More than 4,000 years ago, He said in Genesis 8:22, "While the earth remaineth, seed time, harvest time, cold, heat, summer, winter, day and night shall not cease." You know, we hear a lot of people, "Well, it'll change. It'll only change as God lets it change, won't it?" But here, it is not always easy to believe God's faithfulness, is it? Which a lot of time we think it is, but when we put to the test with it, we find out it doesn't work that way.
That's right.
Isaiah 50:10 said, "Who among you that feareth the Lord, that obey the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness and has no light in them? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon His God. he has somewhere to stay on. The other assurances of God's faithfulness, think about the time of the flood. There they said, how do we know that's going to happen again? How do we know that? Well, Genesis 9:16 said, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it. Oh, it was a lovely thing, that bow in the cloud, isn't it? Beautiful to look upon, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh upon this earth. He was faithful also, and Sarah and Abraham offered them a son. But it was a hard wait. Hagar went to Ishmael, didn't she? Here in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 and 2, it said, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. She bore a son in old age at the time God had spoken to her. Great is thy faithfulness, God. Isaiah, he says, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Centuries passed by. Galatians 4 and verse 4 said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son made of a woman, made under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. What manner of love God has bestowed upon us that we could be called the sons of God. That's a great and marvelous blessing that we have tonight as God's people. God is unchangeable. One of the greatest comforts in the whole Bible is that he never changes. He's the same today and yesterday, and he's going to be the same forevermore. The word to Israel in their distress was in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. It said, I am that I am, or I am an unchangeable God. That was enough for them. What then? My glory will I not give another, and nor my praise to graven images. God is unchangeable. His enemies shall be destroyed. They may jump up, but they'll jump down. Malachi 3:5 said, I will suddenly, terribly destroy all my enemies, all that go on sinning against me. And then what is the next words? For I am the Lord, and I change not. God is faithful in his purposes and promises of grace to his people that they will be accomplished. I'm not worried about God failing. I don't have to worry about me failing. God's not going to fail, is it? We can stay down there and be for sure. And here also in Peter, 2 Peter 1 verse 4 says, his promises are called exceeding great and precious promises. You know, coming from someone like him, whatever he promises be great. Whatever it be, it'll be more than we could even ask or think in our own thinking, that we have a God so great and marvelous as he is unto us. Isaiah 46:11 said, my counsel shall stand, and I'll do all my purpose. I've spoken, I'll bring it to pass. I purposed it, and I will also do it. That's faithfulness, isn't it? God is faithful unto us. Isaiah 7:14, through Isaiah the Lord declared, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. What did we say a while ago? God with us. You know, that's what makes these meetings good. God is with us, and we know he's with us, and we can lean upon him and trust in him. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman. He even compassed a woman to do it. He didn't even need one to carry out this great promise in the Word of God. But when the fullness of time was come, upon God's faithfulness rest our whole hope of future blessings. Yes, He's faithful. That's why He'll bless us more and more and more. He promised to bless His people. And He has already, and He'll do it for us even more. God is faithful also in disciplining His people as well, isn't He? Hear ye the rod. We're to judge ourselves. We're to confess our sins to Him and trust that He'll remove them as far as the east is from the west. Move them from us. Here, Hebrews 12:6, for whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. Every one. Every son. That's covering a lot, isn't it? David in Psalms 119:75 said, I know, O Lord, that Thy judgments are right, and that Thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. Now, we should not forget to study this book. And there's the old awareness of the flesh that comes to us a lot of times. But we ought not do it. David, he gives us a reason here in Psalms 119:71. There he said, it was good for me that I'd been afflicted, that I might learn Thy statutes. See, there's hanging on the study that is there. It's for us, even though it's awareness in the flesh. A lot of time, we're to get in this old book and stay there and ask Him to help us. Help us to do it, not only just learn it, but do the things that are here for us. And 1 Peter 4:19 said, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping to their souls to Him in well doing as unto a what? A faithful Creator.
Amen.
Oh, what a great God we have today. What marvelous things He does for us and has done for us.
Amen.
And will continue to bless His people. I'm one of His, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm so glad of that.
Amen.
I'm glad to be numbered with the saints of God here tonight, isn't it, sir? God bless you.
Thank you.